country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks.
Can survive.
You're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso, your host from North Dakota, and your co-host live from Canada, Paul Fromm. Hi, Paul.
Hi, James.
And George on the East Coast. Welcome, George.
Good to be here, James.
And the, you know, it's pretty easy to deliver on the promise that there will be something really good and really amazing 24 every 24 hours here on the Trump Phenomenon, because of course Trump is a phenomenon, and the this greatest genius, in my opinion, the greatest genius in American political history, and the person who's going to change your life for the better more than any other person anywhere in public life. I've relayed the story that when we here on the show realized that Donald Trump was our president on November 8th, we ran the show from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern time, and it was about 10 p.m. that it became apparent that Pennsylvania was going for Trump, Florida had gone for Trump, and he was going to be our president. I went upstairs, my two kids were upstairs, and I told them both that their lives just got a lot better. And yeah, and my life got a lot better. Paul's and George's did too, but we're old guys, and more importantly, all those wonderful young people, who in whom all our hopes reside, their lives got a whole lot better. Their path got a lot smoother. Well, this amazing man had a press conference today, said some astonishing, wonderful things about our enemies, things that we've never heard a president say. The thing I enjoyed the most, I'll play just a couple of moments of it here, Paul and George, but the the press, he came down, he came out of the elevator at Trump Tower in New York City, and the press is arrayed there in front of him, and they sound like a bunch of baying, hyenas.
Barking hyenas.
Barking. Yeah. And it's truly pathetic. And you can see he's barely able to control himself in his scorn for them. But they're interrupting him. They're constantly shouting him down. This is the president, the man who's changing history. These are nobodies. Absolute nobodies there in the press group. A bunch of wannabes clawing at each other, having affairs with each other, cheating on each other, stabbing each other in the back, trying to get the other guy's job, ratting each other out, just a bunch of, what do you call it? Bounders, opportunists.
They used to call no accounts.
Yeah, no accounts. Anyway, they're shouting down this great man. They're interrupting him. They're, you'll hear a little of this in a moment. But I thought the high point, Paul and George, was when he said, "You people are changing history." You're changing our culture. Does you want to do that? He was talking about the process of taking down statues as emblematic of what they're doing. And so then he did a great thing. He said, okay, so what's next? Should we take down the statues of George Washington?
Yes, that's what they want.
Yeah, and he said he was, and then here's the kind of thing. You never hear a president saying this. He was a slave owner. Put it right in their face. He was a slave owner. They said, well, and then another reporter was, started barking. And he said, what about you? Do you like Thomas Jefferson? He was a major slave owner. Should we get rid of his statue? And it was really, really great. Here, I'll play a little bit of it for you. And yeah. He was also he did another thing. Well, let's just play a little bit. Let me find the audio for you here. This is your president today outside those golden elevators at Trump Tower. And let's start with, just some golden words. And he calls the press fake over and over again. He calls them dishonest repeatedly, incompetent, liars. It's too beautiful. There have never been moments like this. Here he goes.
The nicest things, and I very much appreciated that. I hear she was a fine, really actually an incredible young woman. But her mother on Twitter thanked me for what I said. And honestly, if the press were not fake, and if it was honest, the press would have said what I said was very nice. But unlike you and unlike the media, before I make a statement, I like to know the facts. They don't.
Okay, let's go a little further. You can hear that. You know, that it's hard for him to even get a thought in edgewise. Let's go further into this amazing performance, both by our president and by formerly, Paul, we might mistakenly have called them our press. But people aren't saying that anymore. They're viewing them quite rightly as just simply enemies.
They're the predator press.
Yes. Here he is a few minutes later in the same press conference.
You mean Senator McCain, who voted against us getting good health care?
Said that the alt-right is behind these attacks, and he linked that same group to those who perpetrated the attack in Charlottesville.
Well, I don't know. I can't tell you. I'm sure Senator McCain must know what he's talking about. But when you say the alt-right, define alt-right to me. You define it. Go ahead.
Well, I'm saying McCain defined them.
Did you hear that? I hope you can hear the audio, please. You define alt-right, and then she wouldn't do it. He says, come on, let's go. What to define the alt-right? He went right at her. Listen on here. It keeps getting better.
As the same group.
Okay, what about the alt-left that came charging at him? Excuse me. What about the alt-left that came charging at the, as you say, the alt-right? Do they have any semblance of guilt? Let me ask you this. What about the fact that came charging, that they came charging with clubs in their hand, swinging clubs? Do they have any problem? I think they do. As far as I'm concerned, that was a horrible, horrible day. Wait a minute. I'm not finished. I'm not finished, fake news.
Did you hear that, Paul?
Oh, yeah. Well, this is long needed.
He said, wait a minute. He's trying to shut them up. He says, wait a minute. Wait a minute, fake news. I'm not finished. I mean, folks, I submit to you, you know, this is a beautiful experience. We've never had anything remotely like this. This is not just a great man. This is not just, you know, a great guy and a great man and a great thinker who's swatting down the press. This is the most powerful man in the universe who won that position. In spite of the efforts of all of these people to stop him. And now, you know, he is standing at the podium calling them fake news, telling them to shut up. I'm not finished, fake news.
James, I heard this press conference too. Really enjoyed seeing a defiant Donald Trump. I don't want to leave out something that he did. He turned the Charlottesville thing into his advantage, and he did say in the middle of that, you know, tearing down monuments is not a good thing. It was appropriate that somebody protested it. You don't like the protesters because of their politics or their colors or X, Y, Z, but they were protesting the right thing, yanking down the monuments. And he did say, what's next? Are you going to pull down Thomas Jefferson? And are you going to pull down George Washington? Yep. So he has linked himself. So he did not repudiate the other side. He said what they were doing, protesting, was appropriate. He said
that is huge, just so huge, because that's really what this was all about to begin with. The egregious decision by a Jewish mayor of Charlottesville and a vice mayor who's a black white hater to get rid of part of American history. And when you think the white people have to put up with boulevards and expressways and buildings named after a pro-communist, lying, fornicating, miscegenating fraud named Martin Luther King. I mean, communist. Honest to God.
Yeah, communist. You didn't put communist in there.
And there's another thing. You've had Simon Roach on. Simon was at the protest as an observer. He was in the thick of things. And I just finished playing on my own show. I cheated. I basically played a video that he has just done with my friend Brian Rue in Vancouver. I just basically made that the substance of about 47 minutes of the 60-minute show. It's fascinating, and some of the details you already know, so I won't repeat myself. But a detail that Simon observed that I don't recall seeing reported anywhere else is that the driver of that car that plowed into the anti-racist people, the driver's car had been shaken and attacked, and he may well have panicked. I guess that might come out of the trial. People do things, make strange decisions or make panic decisions. And Simon says, I've been in riots. I've been in situations, where of really violent confrontations where you fear for your life. There's another side of the story we haven't heard. You know, whether it exonerates him or not, that's something for the court of law to decide. But that does put a slightly different picture on things, in my opinion.
Yes, in this press conference, Donald Trump calls the driver a murderer, and I think he is going to get he's going to get a conviction, and it's not going to be good for him, and it shouldn't be. But that is one person who committed a murder, if that's exactly what he did. But Donald Trump did a very good job of going to the bigger picture. You know, that one individual's problem is not everybody's problem. And he doesn't stand for or represent everybody. And Donald Trump was very, very good. And he was moved by the mother of the girl who was killed. He was moved by that mother who put out a message thanking President Trump for his words of condolence to her about her daughter. It was a moving exchange between the mother of the girl who was killed, 32 years old, and Donald Trump. And Donald Trump said, you people out there, you fake news, you liars, you won't publicize this because you are manufacturing the news that you want. Now, let's listen to him a little bit more. Here he goes some more.
That was a horrible day.
Same level as I will tell you something. I watched those very closely, much more closely than you people watched it. And you have you had a group on one side that was bad, and you had a group on the other side that was also very violent. And nobody wants to say that, but I'll say it right now. You had a group on the other side that came charging in without a permit, and they were very, very violent.
Do you think that what you call the alt-left is the same as neo-Nazis?
Those people, all of those people, excuse me, I've condemned neo-Nazis. I've condemned many different groups, but not all of those people were neo-Nazis, believe me. Not all of those people were white supremacists by any stretch. Those people were also there because they wanted to protest the taking down of a statue, Robert E. Lee. So, excuse me, and you take a look at some of the groups and you see, and you know it if you were honest reporters, which in many cases you're not, but many of those...
Now, did you hear that, folks? If you were honest reporters, which in many cases you're not. This has never happened in American history.
Not in living memory.
No, it's simply this guy has the guts, the brains. He outclasses these people. And notice they're resorting to desperate tactics. They interrupt him. He'll try, in the course of one single sentence, trying to complete it, three or four different people will interrupt him half a dozen times. Here it is more. This is just beautiful. This is today.
People were there to protest the taking down of the statue of Robert E. Lee. So this week it's Robert E. Lee. I noticed that Stonewall Jackson's coming down. I wonder, is it George Washington next week? And is it Thomas Jefferson the week after? You know, you really do have to ask yourself, where does it stop? But they were there to protest. Excuse me. You take a look the night before. They were there to protest the taking down of the statue of Robert E. Lee. Infrastructure question. Go ahead.
Should statues of Robert E. Lee stay up?
I would say that's up to a local town, community, or the federal government, depending on where it is located.
Are you against the Confederacy?
Race relations in America, and do you think things have gotten worse or better since you took office?
I think they've gotten better or the same. Look, they've been frayed for a long time, and you can ask President Obama about that because he'd make speeches about it. But I believe that the fact that I brought in, it will be soon, millions of jobs, you see where companies are moving back into our country, I think that's going to have a tremendous positive impact on race relations. We have companies coming back into our country. We have two car companies that just announced. We have Foxconn in Wisconsin just announced. We have many companies.
And notice, by the way, folks, this press conference, what it was about, he was announcing some major advances in bringing jobs to America and in rebuilding our infrastructure. He is doing an amazing thing. He was not able to report this at all because this hyena press would not let go of, you know, their narrative on Charlottesville. They would not let go of this. But Donald Trump was up to this. You know, he's like a tennis player. They kept hitting to his backhand. Okay, you're going to keep hitting to my backhand? Well, I'm going to power you off the court with a two-handed backhand that's going to blow you off the court. And that's exactly what he did. Let me go a little further down here. Just a little bit. Let's see here. Let's go a little further. I hope I don't miss a gem in here. Here he is again.
I'm not putting anybody on a moral plane. What I'm saying is this. You had a group on one side and you had a group on the other, and they came at each other with clubs, and it was vicious and it was horrible, and it was a horrible thing to watch. But there is another side. There was a group on this side, you can call them the left, you've just called them the left, that came violently attacking the other group. So you can say what you want, but that's the way it is.
On both sides, sir, you said there was hatred, there was violence on both sides.
I do think there's blame. Yes, I think there's blame on both sides. You look at both sides. I think there's blame on both sides, and I have no doubt about it, and you don't have any doubt about it either.
And
if you reported it accurately, you would say.
They showed up in Charlottesville to protest,
and you had some very bad people in that group. But you also had people that were very fine people on both sides. You had people in that group, excuse me, I saw the same pictures as you did. You had people in that group that were there to protest the taking down of, to them, a very, very important statue, and the renaming of a park from Robert E. Lee to another name. George Washington was a slave owner. Was George Washington a slave owner? So will George Washington now lose his status? Are we going to take down? Excuse me.
We're going to come right back to that. That's just too beautiful. Stay tuned, folks. And we'll take your calls, too, after this.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I
we're back,
got
folks.
To beware.
And
I think it's time we stop, children.
We've got some time. Let me check it here. Yeah, we've got some time, and let me just check for callers here. Let me see if we've got some yes, we do. We've got a I think we've got a couple callers here, Alan in South Carolina and George in Texas, if I've got that right, engineer. Gentlemen, hang on. We'll try to get to you. I want to complete this amazing press conference by Donald Trump today. Here's a little bit more of it. We're really close to the end of the whole thing right here.
Are we going to take down statues to George Washington? How about Thomas Jefferson? What do you think of Thomas Jefferson? You like him?
I do.
Okay, good. Are we going to take down the statue? Because he was a major slave owner. Now we're going to take down his statue. So you know what? It's fine. You're changing history. You're changing culture. And you had people, and I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally. But you had many people in that group other than neo-Nazis and white nationalists, okay? And the press has treated them absolutely unfairly. Now, in the other group also, you had some fine people, but you also had troublemakers, and you see them come with the black outfits and with the helmets and with the baseball bats. You had a lot of bad people in the other group too.
Sir, I'm sorry. I just didn't understand what you were saying. You were saying the press has treated white nationalists unfairly. No, I just didn't understand what you were saying. No.
There were people in that rally, and I looked the night before. If you look, they were people protesting very quietly the taking down of the statue of Robert E. Lee. I'm sure in that group there were some bad ones. The following day, it looked like they had some rough, bad people, neo-Nazis, white nationalists, whatever you want to call them. But you had a lot of people in that group that were there to innocently protest and very legally protest because, you know, I don't know if you know, they had a permit. The other group didn't have a permit. So I only tell you this. There are two sides to a story. I thought what took place was a horrible moment for our country, a horrible moment. But there are two sides to the country. Does anybody have a final? Does anybody have? You have an infrastructure.
What makes you think you can get an infrastructure bill? You didn't get health care.
We'll pause that because he was, you know, trying to talk about the infrastructure, which was his topic today. But he very, very deftly handled these media people. And it's amazing, you know, Paul and George, he does, you know, this is something we've observed about this amazing man in the course of this show. He studies, he thinks he was watching, you know, watching the video and making up his own mind, deciding what he was looking at. He reads. He is a profound thinker and philosopher. And he is one gutsy guy. So this was amazing. And you know, the way he walked it over to Jefferson, his phrase was, he was a major. He didn't just say a slave owner. He was a major slave owner. So, you know, the man who gave us our founding documents, you're going to get rid of him.
James, he also protected Article 1 of the Bill of Rights.
Yes.
The right of the people to peaceably assemble. It was clear as a bell to me. That's what he was saying. Now, of course, the article says Congress shall not impede that, but it was obviously what he meant. And he went and said there were people peaceably assembling to protest the removal of, you know, historical monuments that mean a lot. And that's what he said. And yes. You know, I agree with you. That was beautiful stuff. Nothing like that in my lifetime.
And I think we can glean something from what he was saying here, folks. You know, you get a lot of read on this man. This man really reveals himself to you. He is like, you know, all of us have friends who are so honest. You know what they are. You know, they wear their heart on their sleeve. Donald Trump does that. And I think we can see in him, this would be my peanut gallery advice to people who want to organize rallies in the future. Donald Trump, if you organize a rally that's peaceful, that is dignified, that is, you know, based on fundamental American values, you're going to get a really good reception from Donald Trump. I'll come back to complete that thought in a moment. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
We're back, folks. And the thought that I was offering a moment ago is that people contemplating organizing rallies, I've organized a bunch of them myself. All the ones I organized turned out very well. And I especially admire the one that Jared Taylor just organized, that I was privileged to attend, the American Renaissance Conference. If folks go the other way, and if they, let's put it this way, Antifa, consider what your enemy wants. Don't give it to them. Jared Taylor did that. He knew Antifa, I'll use that as a blanket term for all the anti-white people, most of whom were white. They want a fight. They want a fight. They want street fighting. They want violence. They want people injured. Now think about that. You know, if you're somebody out there, you know, claiming the responsibility of being a leader, they want that fight. You got to think long and hard before you give it to them. They have a reason that they want that fight. They win. They win if they're street fighting. There are some people who are living a sort of fantasy, which I think is very mistaken, that they are the SA, the Sturmabteilung, and this is 1930-something, and that street fighting is going to turn out well, and that the other guys are the communists, and this is a fantasy, folks. And they're also trying to rehabilitate the word Nazi. It isn't going to happen in your lifetime or mine. And you can hear it. Listen to Donald Trump when he utters the word Nazi. America doesn't like Nazis. It doesn't like the word Nazi. It doesn't like anything associated with Nazi. If you want to lose in public relations, if you want to fail, make that your brand. If you want to succeed, make Americanism your brand. Make the things, make George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and Robert E. Lee, make that your brand. And America will respond. Make the American flag your brand. America will respond. And white America, that's your public. And this is, think of the moral precipice that we're on. This, at this point, all of us are very privileged to live at the most key moment in the history of the white race. And this now is a battle for all the marbles. Donald Trump has shown you, again, this is just me, he's shown you how to win. He's shown you how to appeal to and communicate with white America. He was doing it right there on the podium just now. I would study the man, learn from him. And on the other hand, models that we've tried that have been failing for 70 years, they've been failing continuously with no interruptions in the failures, no even little moments of success of these fantasies. I suggest it's time to retire them and go with what Donald Trump just showed you can win, not win on a small scale. It can win the most important and powerful office in the world, and it's going to win that office again in 2020. And we'll be there right here as that happens. So let me, if I may, let's open up to the phone callers here rather than keep them waiting any longer. Let's start with Alan in South Carolina. If you're still there, Alan, you're on the air.
Okay, James, thanks. I'm really glad I called in tonight because you very much encouraged me. The media has been trying to drive a wedge between ourselves and the president by very yes. selectively reporting on what he said about this whole affair. And you yes. came out with some really good, his actual words were very encouraging, so thank you.
Well, thank you, Alan. That's very perceptive what you just said. And they're trying to drive a wedge both ways. They're trying to give Donald Trump a wrong perception of us. You know, we are true blue patriots. We love America just as he loves America. And he needs to know that. And then they're trying to cut him off from who we really are. And they're also, you're right, Alan, they're trying to cut us off from Donald Trump and make us think he is bailing out on us, which he's not. But go ahead, Alan.
Well, you know, again, you know, I was discouraged the way it was presented on the NBC News, which is my local news where I get my weather and all, you know, and I watch it over breakfast, not because I like it, because it's there and I need it. Gosh, just, you know, not to sort of repeat it, say again what we just said, but they just absolutely trumpeted, not a play on words, but just heralded over and over again was critical of the, like us and the Council of Conservative Citizens, the American Freedom Party, and so forth, calling us all names and all.
Well, now, and you know, Alan, let me say this.
I was discouraged. It worked on me.
Yeah, but
I was
Alan,
discouraged.
Yeah, but Alan.
I'm not discouraged now because you've let him speak freely, and now we know what he really said in these things. So thanks again. The only other 2 points I wanted to make was, be careful about dismissing people as nobodies. Remember that Robespierre, and I believe it was Danton of the Jacobin Revolution, were also nobodies. They ended up killing an awful lot of people.
Yeah, you've got that right. You got that right, Alan. These people, yeah, you give them the power to do it, and they will do it. These people are killers. These are nasty people. Alan, we love you, brother. Thank you. Let's go to George in Texas.
Hello, how you doing?
Hi, George. Fine. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, the thing is, I was glad Donald Trump called out the fringe elements on both sides, which I believe technically is one side. pretending to be the other side. And, you know, I know it's going to come out that George Soros funded these neo-Nazis and the ADL with the, you know, in the Klan outfits, you know, with Jewish people hiding underneath the white sheets and Antifa. You know, it's going to come out that George Soros funded both of these groups trying to squeeze the patriots out, those pro-Americans. That's going to come out.
Well, George, if I can offer a thought, I have, you know, brothers and sisters in the movement who I love dearly, and they have different, you know, we have lived under a horrible regime, and it, you know, desperate times produce some desperate solutions. And there are people in the Patriot cause who, you know, cherish some sort of fantasy concerning the Third Reich. And it is fantasy. And these are very, very good people. And it's not going to work. It's not going to sell. It never has sold. I'm just, again, this is just me. I suggest, I've been doing it for so many years, people recognize it. My screen name on the internet for a long time was Charles A. Lindbergh, because I'm encouraging people, go with the sales technique, the ideas that Americans love. We're Americans. Go with what our people, our families, our parents, our brothers and sisters, what they love. And they're... And Donald Trump, you know, I've been saying it for years, you know, as a theory, trying to persuade people with logic. But what happened with Donald Trump, one, is that right in front of our eyes, smack in front of us, this man proved what I was trying to logically infer. He proved it. He did it. And Dr. McDonald, you know what, we talked about this. Dr. McDonald nodded his assent when I said what Donald Trump did was, he figured out, as a genius, he figured out what do Americans, red-blooded, salt of the earth, Mr. and Mrs. America, what do they want? What do we want? And then he told us, I'm going to get it for you. It's as simple as that. And that's the formula. That's what we need to do. We need to find out what they want, not what sort of like sort of a harebrained fantasy we have. That doesn't find out what the customer, the audience, our people, what do they want? And then show them how we can deliver it. It's what Trump is doing. It's what we're doing. It's why he really, fundamentally, he loves us. And it's why we feel this chemistry for him. We can sense this is a true blue patriot who would give his life for his country and for his family. And so he is one of us.
Have you found out who won the senatorial primary in Alabama trying to take Jeff Sessions' seat?
I haven't followed it. If there's a listener who's got that information, we would love to get it.
Because, you know, because one thing you could say about Donald Trump is, you know, he goes with this guy, Heath or Hearth, who's Mitch McConnell's pick, and this guy is a rhino through and through. And you know, the thing is, and these people are, it's not the Democrats that are holding back the Trump agenda, it's these damn rhino Republicans.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well. Yeah.
And the thing is, even on the state level, there's a lot of Republicans that might be primaried out for one reason. They're sitting there bragging about this new property tax reform bill.
And all George, let me say this. Pardon me for interrupting a little bit. Folks out there, run for office. The American Freedom Party encourages you. Run for office. I'm thinking of, I might run for the Senate seat of Heidi Heitkamp here in North Dakota. And whether I have to run on whatever ticket or simply as an independent, I'm, of course, a director of the American Freedom Party. And whatever I ostensibly do, I'm running as an American Freedom Party candidate. But go ahead and think about running. And, you know, get into the game. This is another thing, by the way, that Donald Trump demonstrated. He proved it right in front of our faces in living technicolor. He proved there were a lot of people who said it was too late for politics. This is a total waste of time. When we founded the American Freedom Party, there were some skeptics in the Patriot movement. Wonderful people, my brothers and sisters, who said, boy, come on, you're late to the party. It's way too late for politics. Donald Trump proved it's not way too late. Jared Taylor said that at the American Renaissance. He said, this is one of the things that was proved for us. Politics is very much a viable channel right
now. It's in play.
Yes, it is in play.
But here's the thing is, a lot of Texans want to see abolished because they're seeing the games that the local politicians and state legislatures are playing. They want the whole property tax thing, the whole property tax eliminated completely.
Yes.
Because of the tax, I think, that the state and the local politicians have abused.
Yes. Well, George, these are very good comments by you. Thank you very much. And let me just, I want to rush to get one more point, sneak it into the show here. In this press conference today, Donald Trump was asked about Steve Bannon. We love Steve Bannon. He also has, working with him, a man named Sebastian Gorka, who also says wonderful things. Both men came out of Breitbart. And the interesting thing that Donald Trump said today, I don't have the exact moment of the quote. I should play, it's so much better to play Donald Trump than to quote him. But he, you know, it does appear, and I just want to prepare the audience, it's possible that Steve Bannon may be let go. It's possible. Now, the reason I say that, I was just listening to Donald Trump as he said it. He said, here are the words he said. He said something to the effect, we'll see about Mr. Bannon. First of all, he called him Mr. Bannon instead of Steve. I wanted to hear Steve. But he said, you know, Mr. Bannon is my friend. He came late to my campaign. He said this, you know, after the primaries, basically. I like him. He's a very good man. He said the press is calling him a racist. He's not. He's getting a really bad shake from the press. And he said, but we'll see. We'll see about what happens with Mr. Bannon. Well, that to me sounds like Steve's fate in the administration is in the balance. In that vein, there was a comment. I hope I could find it for you. Mark Meadows, who is the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, which is 30-some of the best House members. Mark Meadows made a statement to the press today, which was intended, of course, for Donald Trump's ears, saying, please keep Steve Bannon. Keep Steve Bannon because he is like a, for us, you know, in our particular wing of the Patriot cause and for Mark Meadows' wing in the House Freedom Caucus, Steve Bannon is, he's like our emissary. He's somebody that reassures us that the forces of evil are not getting to Donald Trump. So the message to Donald Trump, and I'll deliver it here myself, you know, President Trump, please hang on to Steve Bannon because it is important to us. Steve is a symbol for us. And because he said so many wonderful things and he's such a brilliant man, we feel he resonates with us. And so him being very close to you, just two doors down in the West Wing, is important to us. But let me say this, you know, if Steve is let go, the sky is not falling, folks. There could be all kinds of reasons for something like that happening that you and I may never discover. There's something, you know, something may have gone sideways somewhere in personal relationships or something, and so we don't know. But I'm just kind of getting you ready for that because all these folks talking about it are saying that something may come up this week. And a lot of folks have pinned a lot of hopes on Steve Bannon, so I don't want them to be crushed if Steve Bannon, you know, leaves his position as the chief strategist for Donald Trump.
Well, I hope you're wrong.
Can I put one more thing in, and I'll hang up? And that is, I heard from Jerome Corsi by Friday, Trump may announce that he might be pardoning Sheriff Joe Arpaio.
That appears to be in the works. I thank you for reminding me. Yes. It looks like Sheriff Joe's going to get a pardon from Donald Trump because he's hinting so loudly about that. That's really good news. Let's go. Let's see if we can squeeze one more caller in. Frank in Pennsylvania. Frank, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you for taking my call this evening. You know, the events in Charlottesville is really endemic of what's going on in America today, primarily against European peoples that created this country. For an example, if you look at black interest groups that demand affirmative action programs and money for college and money to better the lot in life, it's considered okay. If we look at Hispanic interest groups that are demanding pathway to citizenship and to make legals illegal, legal and the Dreamer Act, that's considered okay. When you think of Asian interest groups that are demanding more HB1 visas to come into America,
right, and,
let me finish, undermining the American workers, because they will work out lower wages, HB1 visas, it's considered okay. White folks get together and say, don't take down the statue because it's part of our history. They're considered racist. I mean, it's just unbelievable what's going on. When you think about it, and pragmatically, it is part of American culture. Robert E. Lee, he was in the Mexican War. He was offered the command of the Union Army by Winfield Scott, but he turned it down because he didn't want to fight against his own state, his own neighbors.
Yes. Hang on. We're gonna come back to you. Frank, stay with us. Those are very good points. We'll come back to you right after this break. Stay tuned, folks.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back, folks, and we just got one little segment left. Frank is with us making good points from Pennsylvania. And I want to throw another idea out here. I've been sort of addressing folks who think they're going to be organizing events for the white cause in the future. Let me state it here. I'll put the proposal right here as an organizer of events. I sure wish I had the time and the resources to organize this. Let's go on models that win, have proved to win. Go with success, folks. Don't go with failure. The singing revolution in Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. What a success. These small peoples freed themselves from the Bolshevik Soviet Union with no weapons, no fighting, no arms, no blood in the streets by getting together with their women and their children, like the Zaytlanders in South Africa, and singing their patriot songs. Donald Trump, you could tell in watching that rally in Charlottesville, he was looking for people with whom he could identify. And his eye caught some people. He said, you know, he's saying to himself, that's my kind of people. That's a good person there. I like that person. They came, for something they cherished. They did not come to fight. This is my suggestion, folks. We could have some singing revolution events where there's no fighting. Don't oblige Antifa. Do not organize events where you're putting large numbers of our people confused, unorganized, in the street, intermingled with Antifa. It's not going to turn out well. Fighting is not going to turn out well. It's not going to ignite the American people to, you know, be inspired by us and want to join. They're going to be repulsed. Donald Trump is going to be repulsed. Don't organize street fighting. Organize high-minded, as Kevin McDonald has recommended. Take the moral high ground. The great achievements of our culture, and the singing revolution, Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia, they showed us how to do it. It was a total success. Those peoples are free today, and they're happy, and their future is, they've secured their own future by this successful model. And so there you go. You heard it here first on the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. If we get some singing revolution events, you heard it first right here. Let's go. Let's kind of wrap up our show. Frank, can you give us one more concise thought?
Yes. Very interesting point. Since the South was repatriated back into the Union, the white Southern men have fought, and women have fought, in every single war. Spanish-American War, World War One, World War Two, Korea, Vietnam, with valor.
Yeah.
They never refused service into the Union. When Uncle Sam was pressed for soldiers,
hey,
the South sent their fair share.
I apologize for the shortness of our show. Yes, Southerners have served in our military in greater percentages than any other section of the U.S., and they're proud of it.
Tennessee,
and we're proud of
being called a volunteer state.
Yes. Paul, thank you so much. George, thank you. Everybody, we'll see you again tomorrow night. Dave, be with us. Bye-bye.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. ANGIOPRIM.
angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.